What are some other words for girlfriend?
I guess the word chick comes to mind. I don't know if that carries the same connotation exactly. I mean, that's just a girl.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Girlfriend.
Well, sweetheart's good. What's the kind of a musical instrument that you play like that?
Harmonica.
Uh-huh.
Judas part? Well, no, that's different, isn't it?
What's the difference?
A mouth organ is the thing.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah. You're asking about the difference with a Jew's harp?
Uh-huh.
Well, to me, that's it was some kind of a device that was there when you were kids that you kind of twang.
Uh-huh.
And I think you could shape the notes with your lips or something.
Uh-huh. I think I saw that on Hee-Haw or something.
Yeah.
If you turn on the radio, you can listen to.
Listen to a program?
Mm-hmm. Or more generally, just you turn on the radio and listen to.
The radio? Listen to.
If you're in your car, you might listen to. Like orchestras play what?
Music?
Mm-hmm. And children play on something that goes up and down. Yeah, and. A bone that you get out of the turkey that you can pull on is
called.
Bone? Uh-huh. If you had to carry a pretty heavy TV or something, you had to sort of pull it up the stairs, and you wanted to complain about it later, you might say something like, I had to something it up the stairs.
Wrestling.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that one.
Jockey. Pull. Lever.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of lug?
Yeah.
Would you say it? I had to lug it.
I suppose I might under certain circumstances. By the way, have you heard the term tongue over?
Yeah, I have, but I can't remember where. I think it's like a literary thing.
You know, I've heard people say that around here, something tongues over. That's a funny word, isn't it?
It is.
And you don't hear it very often.
Yeah.
You know, a word that Ann and I were talking about, you're coming and doing this study, and she was laughing because she gets a funny feeling in her legs that she calls the heebie-jeebies. Have you heard
mm-hmm.
that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then there was a mutual friend of ours who got off the airplane recently. Had just flown back from England, and she was talking about how she got the heebie-jeebies in her legs coming back. And isn't that a funny joke?
That's interesting. Well, because we use it in a different way.
Oh.
We talk about it in terms of, like, cooties. Like, wash your hands. You don't want to get the heebie-jeebies.
Oh. She's talking about a feeling of agitation. Restless.
It's more like the creeps. It gives me the creeps.
Yeah.
Yeah, the heebie-jeebies. That's very close. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Do you know any local parties or fairs that we have in El Paso, the names of them?
I think they have a fair in Juarez. And it may be on the Cinco de Mayo. And this year we had party for the Cinco de Mayo. And didn't we have a New Year's Eve party downtown?
Mm-hmm. That's true, yeah.
There was a lot of controversy over that.
What kind of controversy?
Well, I think partly it had to do with the organization and partly maybe not having enough money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the main thing. It wasn't very well organized. I think we have a livestock fair, country rodeo, and